your Rush for Literacy program? I mean, kind of like maybe why that particular cause, and are you kind of excited and maybe surprised at how big it's gotten, how much you've been able to do?
I think the reason why we chose literacy or childhood literacy is because we feel as though literacy is the number one stumbling block to a great educational blueprint, and we're very passionate about kids. That's where it starts. We want to get to them at an early age to kind of set those good habits in place. And for us, as far as how big it's gotten, we never got into it to make it big. If anything, we wanted to keep it a little bit more intimate, because it gives you the opportunity to know the kids, know their story. And every time we walk into a school that we're a part of, I can go and say, hey, little Johnny, how is this? How your mom doing? And so, if anything, we really didn't want it to get as big as it's gotten, but that's a testament to our sponsors. That's a testament to our support. And, we just want to continue to do great work.
Despite being injured, why is it important to you to kind of stick around here and be around these guys?
They voted me captain, man. And captain has a lot more to do with just being on the field. We got a lot of young guys, especially on the D-line. And just, any way I can be a part of just helping their growth, I think that's important. Plus, what's the alternative? I can go home and sit on the couch and watch TV, which will get boring real quickly.
What have you seen then from the time that you've been out as far as defense overall?
I think we've had ups and downs, just like any other defense. But one thing I do see is it's growth, particularly in Mario Edwards. That's someone, and I'm very proud of how he stepped up and continued to play, and how Mac has become more of a leader on the field. And it's a lot of guys I can mention, but it's a work in progress. We got like I said, a lot of young guys up front, and that's where this game is won and lost, in the trenches. So hopefully they'll continue to grow and get better, and continue to get a grip of Coach Ken Norton's, I don't want to call them antics because it ain't antics, but just what he expects from us, man. And I think that's gonna continue to bode well for these guys going forward.
Has Mac taken his game even to another level the last few weeks? Seems like he's.
I think so. I think more importantly than just the stat numbers and things like that, I can tell how he's become more of a vocal leader. How he's kind of taken charge on that sideline. Kind of where I was before I got hurt, and in the meeting room, just how he's, asking questions, being vocal about what is expected of not only himself, but everybody on their defense.
How has the rehab been going for you?
Rehab's good. This injury isn't as bad as people think it is. I mean, I feel like I could go play now. Obviously, that's just probably ignorant tuck talking, but I feel that way. So it's been going well, man. Just day by day, continue to work it in hopes of getting it even stronger than what it was before it was hurt.
This is a long way down the road, but any thoughts maybe coming back here? Have you put any thought into beyond?
Definitely, there's always thoughts.
Yeah.
But like I said, I think the hardest thing to do in when you rehab or you're out and you got to kind of look at things from the outside in is to take one day at a time. And that's what we're doing, taking one day at a time. The biggest thing is just to get everything back right with my body, and all the rest of the stuff will take care of itself.
How valuable is the experience, you think, from where the team was last year to be in a position at least to make a run these last few games?
I think it's very valuable. I think a lot of times experience is downplayed, but we got enough experience, especially in a lot of different situations. I think it's a good mix of the young guys being very hungry, and the old guys saying we're tired of the status quo. Like I said, we're in a position to make a push here. Got a tough one this week at Kansas City, who seems to be beating everybody now. And it's going to be a good test to see where we really are. Luckily, we got them at home, and I know the Black Hole and Raider Nation is going to come out in full force and hopefully push us to get this win.